Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, dads, is it cool for your kids to outgift you on Mother's Day? Probably not. But that's what happened at Tammy's house this Mother's Day. Sorry, Kurt. Tammy's youngest son, Grayson, continues to astound us in just the things he pulls out of nowhere and the curveballs that he throws, mm-hmm. and gave you a beautiful gift, mm-hmm. on Mother's Day.
Unexpected,
completely surprised, and kind of snuck it under the radar, right?
Yeah, right. The delivery came late, but I was just getting ready for bed, and he knocked on my door, and he's like, I have this present for you, and I wanted you to see it. It just took me by surprise. He bought me this beautiful necklace, and I was just shocked because, I mean, this was like the first, I would guess, grown-up gift he's given me.
And it is a grown-up gift. Mm-hmm. I will say this. It's a beautiful necklace. It is not what you think when you think of a child. I shouldn't say a child. A kid, mm-hmm. buying a necklace, yeah. for a mom. You think like kind of costume jewelry.
Yeah, right.
That's not what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot of money.
It was
and
beautiful.
And he out-gifted everybody in the family is
apparently
what he did.
That's what they felt.
This is Tammy's daughter, Morgan.
So Grayson ended up giving me a present. And you and Dad had the same reaction, and what was that?
He outdid us.
Why do you feel like he outdid you?
Because he outdid him.
Because we did nothing. We just stayed in the house. And then Grayson, at the end of the night, gave you a necklace.
Yeah.
Unlike 2 years ago when I tried to buy you a necklace and Dad refused to let me buy one. So
he told you not to buy it?
Yeah, he told me that she doesn't need one, like we're good.
How about that? Your mom doesn't need it. Don't worry about it. I could use a new skill saw.
Yeah.
Well, he probably was trying to help you save your money. But so you both feel like he outdid you.
Pretty much.
You are taking me out to dinner tonight.
Still. I don't think you can wear food.
No. That's going to start a lot of therapy for Morgan.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I completely agree with your daughter. Yeah. If it was anybody else besides Grayson, I would think that that was a purposeful, I'm going to outgift everybody in the family.
Right.
I think your son just decided, I have a job.
Uh-huh.
I love my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show her how much. I think it was nothing but good intentions. Yeah. If it was my sisters, it would be completely to outdo each other.
Now, typically, my family doesn't give me gifts for Mother's Day. We do something, or they did something like the one year I came home and they had planted a tulip garden for me. That's the kind of thing that happens. So that's why it just kind of took me by surprise.
You know who I don't want to be is Russell Wilson's brother.
Oh, right?
Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Did pretty nice thing for his mom. For Mother's Day, didn't buy her a card or take her to brunch.
Mm-mm.
Bought her a house.
Yeah.
Check out this audio. This is Russell Wilson's mom finding out that her son just bought her a house.
Uh-huh.
What's this?
It's the key to your house. It's your house. Open the door.
It's Ryan. Are you serious? What is this?
That's what it sounds like when you buy your mom a house.
Right.
Meanwhile, Russell Wilson's brother's in the background with his wilted rose
and his
brunch certificate to IHOP. Like, oh, yeah. Thanks, Russell.
No kidding.
Insurance agent. Well, I didn't see what you said. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. And we'd love to hear about the last time you were out-gifted.
Who did it?
By your children would be the best.
Yeah, yeah.
What, did Kurt have a problem with the necklace as well?
He felt a little outgifted,
oh,
but
sure
he doesn't typically give me a gift for Mother's Day. So, whatever. I don't know, but people do it, I guess.
My mother got her Mother's Day gift from me yesterday because I'm adult and ordered her 2 dozen tulips a little bit too late for Mother's Day delivery. Because who'd have thunk the busiest holiday for florists is Mother's Day? Everybody would, John. Anyway, she got her present yesterday. And my mom is a wonderful person and was telling me how it was even better being late,
mm-hmm.
because she has flowers that are alive on a rainy, gloomy day in New York. And it was typical mom. I didn't even ask what my sisters got her because I'm sure it was a yacht or an all-expense-paid trip to Mars or something very reasonable. My sisters get off on out gifting me.
And that's kind of been the history. I've worked with you for 18 years, and yes, they do. They do. They poke at you for sure.
833-287-1037. Alex and Ramona, when's the last time you were out gifted?
So I gave my wife a wine glass with chalkboard paint on it, you know, so she could write on it, whatever.
Yeah, so she can write her name and figure out which glass of wine is hers. And I've seen those. Those are cute.
They're very cute.
And I thought, oh, yeah, this is a really, really cool gift. She'll love it. And then her parents gave her, like, 5 gifts.
Well, I'm sure she still loves your gift, though, honey.
Well, she still tells me about it all the time, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'll drink out my one wine glass by myself.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
At my sister Gina's marriage, she got remarried a couple years ago. And I was going through my divorce. It was a miracle I was able to afford airline tickets over the holiday with my daughters to the wedding in the first place.
Yeah.
I considered that a wedding gift.
Because you were able to come with all the stuff you were going on. Okay.
I mean, I know that sounds selfish of me. But,
but it's a second marriage.
And it's still my sister.
Yeah.
And my sister Wendy and I kind of talked about what we're going to do. She's like, you know, let's stick to ourselves. I should have known.
Oh.
She was setting me up to fail.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm like, here I am. I'm your gift. How lame. Here are your nieces. Uh-huh. We're all here from San Diego. Not an inexpensive airline ticket.
Right.
Going through hell right now. Ha, ha, ha. Love wins. And here comes Wendy. So when you guys are on your honeymoon to New York City, I've called some friends and I've arranged a Broadway showing of Jersey Life or whatever that
Jersey Boys.
Not Jersey Boys, but Bronx Tale.
Okay.
And Butch is like, that's my favorite movie. and I've arranged this Italian meal that you don't have to even look at the menu. You think I'm making this up? I'm not making this up.
Okay.
And I'm sitting here just like, are you freaking kidding me, Wendy? This is why you didn't want to go in on something?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she thought, well, I don't know.
I know exactly what she thought. There you go, John.
Uh-huh.
Good luck.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Megan? When's the last time you were out gifted?
I don't know. I want to say, like, maybe with my sister when we always had to, like, when we decided to give our parents, like, Christmas presents.
Yeah.
I think there was, like, one time that I, you know, got my parents just really, like, nice card and got them, like, a gift card to go out to eat. And then my sister, of course, shows up, like, jewelry for my mom and, like work stuff for my dad. And I was just like, okay. And she's the little sister. So, of course, it made me look awful.
Sure.
Exactly. I'm the middle child. Explains a lot, doesn't it?
KSON's Summer of 10,000 Tickets.
I love
brought to you by your always sunny San Diego Honda dealers.
I love that old school intro.
I do too.
It's like,
I do
like
too.
Losing at a video game.
Yeah, it's awesome. Listen, maybe you want to give these tickets away when you win them. Who knows? That could be your gift. Doesn't matter. It's a gift for you. KSON Summer of 10,000 Tickets. 833-287-1037. Want to go to Rascal Flats? Then call now.
Here's Kelly Danick in the San Diego County Credit Union Traffic Center.
John and Tammy, kind of a busy morning. We're not quite over it yet. Got the left lane block northbound side of the 125 right before the 52. 3 vehicles involved in that tangle. Also, if you are traveling on the westbound King Freeway just before Federal, there is an accident in the clearing stage. Couple vehicles involved. And watch out for a stalled car on the Mission Bay Drive on-ramp to northbound 5. That's in the left-hand lane. Traffic is sponsored by San Diego County Credit Union. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. Apply now at sdccu.com. Kelly Danick, San Diego's number one for New Country. 103.7 KSON.
Reasons for not getting LASIK from Clear.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.